The news at 8 o'clock is read by James Healy.
There's been a call for a radical overhaul of the entire system of mental health services. The College of Psychiatrists of Ireland has warned that government failings on mental health are putting patients' lives at risk. It says major problems were evident across all services. The body warns that major government investment and a detailed plan on resourcing were needed to deal with unacceptable waiting lists, inadequate resources for prisoners, and a recruitment and retention crisis among doctors. The former Prime Minister of Pakistan, Imran Khan, is being investigated by police under the country's anti-terrorism laws over a speech he delivered at the weekend. Hundreds of Mr. Khan's supporters gathered outside his home in the capital Islamabad to show their solidarity. Police have accused Mr. Khan, who was ousted from power in April, of threatening officers and a judicial magistrate over the alleged torture of a political ally who was accused of sedition. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned Russia against putting Ukrainian soldiers captured during the siege of Mariupol on trial. He said it would prevent negotiations to end the conflict. In his nightly address, Mr. Zelensky said there was speculation that Moscow was planning a public trial to coincide with Ukraine's Independence Day on Wednesday, which also marks 6 months since Russia invaded the country.
If this despicable court takes place, if our people are brought into these settings in violation of all agreements, all international rules, there will be abuse. This will be the line beyond which no negotiations are possible.
In South Korea, the country's armed forces and US troops have begun their biggest combined military drills in the last 4 years. The two countries have long carried out joint exercises, which they insist are purely defensive, but North Korea sees them as a provocation and a rehearsal for invasion. The current drills will last until September the 1st. The governor of the U.S. state of Indiana has become the latest senior American politician to visit Taiwan amid ongoing tensions with Beijing, which claims the self-governing island as its territory. Eric Holcomb met President Tsai Ing-wen on Monday and pledged that the United States would continue its strategic partnership with Taiwan. Ms. Tsai told the governor that the island territory has to defend itself from increased atrocities.
Presently, we are faced with the continued expansion of global authoritarianism. In the midst of this, Taiwan has been confronted by military threats from China in and around Taiwan and the Taiwan Strait. At this moment, democratic allies must stand together and boost cooperation across all areas.
Gardaí are investigating the circumstances surrounding the discovery of the body of a man which was recovered from the water in the Royal Canal at Ballybock Bridge in Dublin yesterday afternoon. A post-mortem examination is to be carried out and an examination of the scene has taken place. Investigators have appealed to anyone who may have seen anything unusual in the area or who can assist them to contact the Gardaí. A military commemoration to mark the centenary of the death of General Michael Collins at Béal na Bláth will be held at Cathal Brua Barracks in Dublin today. The Defence Forces Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Sean Clancy, will take part in the event at midday. Serving and retired Defence Forces personnel and members of the Collins family will also attend. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Let Grant help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.eu.
Cloudy with scattered falls of rain this morning, heavy in parts of the north and east. Rain will clear later this morning to showers and sunny spells. Highest temperatures of 17 to 22 degrees, warmest in the southeast.